Although a Canadian named James Naismith invented the game of basketball in 1891, it took more than 100 years for his country to get a major league franchise. That was in 1995, when the NBA seemed invincible, Michael Jordan reigned supreme, the league set its sights on colonizing Canada, and the Toronto Raptors and the Vancouver Grizzlies were born. But after a dreadful 6 years on and off the court, the Grizzlies now hope to migrate to the United States. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Luke Burbank has more.
The sign outside Cortinel's Sports Bar, located right across the street from where the Vancouver Grizzlies play, reads, "This is a hockey town. This is a hockey place." Inside, the walls are cluttered with hockey memorabilia. There's no mention of the NBA. Sitting at the bar, nursing, of course, a Molson's, Dan Kokem and his friend talk basketball. The Grizzlies just lost another game, this time to the Utah Jazz. Still, Kokem says the team doesn't get the respect it deserves.
In the sports section, figure skating gets the first four pages, whatever. And Grizzlies, a lot of times, are like on page 3-4 on the sports, on regular items. You know, Canucks get the full, like, first two pages and stuff, all analysis, summary of the game. Grizzlies just get maybe one little section on it, you know, half a page, if they're lucky, if they get a win.
While the few Grizzly fans are drinking away their sorrow back at the bar, nature lovers are drinking in the natural beauty of one of North America's largest urban parks, Stanley Park. Jo Woods is selling her oil paintings to tourists. She says she, like most Vancouverites, would rather be outside on a day like this.
I think the biggest sport is people goofing off from work and getting out and just being out in the beautiful city, because we like the beaches and we like the parks and people do it themselves.
Woods is a typical resident, according to Dan Russell.
Dan Russell back here on Sports Talk on My City Radio.
He's the host of a long-running sports talk show here in Vancouver. Russell was the first person to announce that Vancouver was getting an NBA team, but he says the city was never all that interested in pro basketball, at least not the callers to his show.
We would every night open up the phone lines and say, and dedicate an hour to what we call open phones. You pick the topic. You could talk about the Canucks, you could talk about the Grizzlies, you could talk about anything you wish. 9 calls out of 10 were hockey, and the other one was a mixture, which would include maybe NBA, some Grizzlies.
The team has had a host of other problems. For starters, the weak Canadian dollar. NBA players are paid in U.S. currency, and according to Russell, that means the Grizzlies could virtually sell out every game in Vancouver and still lose money. So with few fans and few wins, Vancouver has been a franchise in trouble. But all that was supposed to change when this man came to town.
And would you please remain standing and join in as Grizzlies team owner Michael Heisley sings "O Canada."
O Canada, our home and native land.
While not a great singer, the Chicago billionaire does have a record of turning ailing companies around. He bought the Grizz last season and was considered a hero to fans when he promised not to move the team. But 49 games later, Heisley changed his tune, claiming he had no choice but to relocate. This season alone, his team will lose $40 million. Heisley's applied to take the Grizzlies to Memphis, a city with deep corporate pockets. In fact, FedEx has already committed $120 million for the naming rights to the Memphis team's new facility. And, rumor has it, to rename the team itself to the Express. It's likely that most Vancouver players wouldn't mind the change of scenery or name either. Listening to the ever-present rap music in the locker room, Grizzlies guard Damon Jones sits alone tying his shoes before the game. NBA locker rooms are usually full of reporters crowding around each player, but not here in Vancouver. Just Jones and his sneakers. He says the thing he hates most about playing for the Grizzlies is going through U.S. Customs when the team travels.
You know, it's a big hassle. You have to walk through airports and carry your own bags and stuff like that, which, you know, some people might find trivial because, they're used to carrying their bags all the time. But being an NBA player and traveling as much as you travel and playing as many games as you do, you know, sometimes that gets annoying.
Forward Tony Massenburg has resigned himself to second-class status.
I mean, it's Canada. It's, you know, it's a hockey country, you know, so basketball is still kind of finding its way, you know, in some respects. But this has always been a hockey country. It always will be.
There is a last-minute move by a small group of fans to buy the Grizzlies and keep them in Vancouver, but the odds are it's too little, too late. The prospects are much better for Canada's other NBA experiment, though, the Toronto Raptors. They have a larger fan base, a winning record, and Vince Carter, the heir apparent to Michael Jordan. For NPR News, I'm Luke Burbank in Vancouver, British Columbia.